What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. Y'all, today I am so excited, geeking out, because I have one of my family's favorite people, my dad's best friend, someone who welcomed me in to live with him for a few months when I first moved to Nashville. You probably don't know who I'm talking about actually by this, but we have Luke Bryan on the show. He is such a great guy. I cannot wait to hear his advice and some of his funny stories and also just go a little deeper with him. But here's the thing. He has a new album out. It's called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Luke has so much incredible music. Go check it out. I can't wait for this conversation. Thank you so much for taking time. We are so excited. We can jump right into the question that is the question of the Whoa, That's Good podcast. What is one of the best pieces of advice that you've ever been given?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, and I'm sure in your family, you've been given so much advice. And
oh, yeah.
A piece of advice that has always stuck with me is my dad, when I was a little boy, he always said, do it right the first time and you will not have to go back and do it over again.
That's good.
And now, have I completely lived by that? You know, not always.
Yeah.
Sometimes as you're navigating life and going through life, you don't necessarily get a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But you know, it's something that's always stuck with me that my dad said. And you know, that's been a major one. But you know, just manners and being a gentleman and politeness.
Yeah, that's good.
You know the deal. Kind of the Southern way of being brought up and just always putting others first. And
it's good.
But definitely my dad's advice was really, really big for me.
I love that. That's so good. Actually, I was going to ask you about being a dad yourself, and so we can just go right into it. Your song, Build Me a Daddy, is so sweet. It's so awesome and powerful and emotional. It's so great. But, you know, I've gotten the privilege to get to see you with your kids, and you're such a good dad. And so I just wanted to ask, like, what kind of dad, when you think about you being a dad to your boys, do you want to be, and what do you hope they see in you?
Well, I want to be inspiring for them. I want, first and foremost, for them to know that I'm a Christian. And,
that's awesome.
And I want them to see some of that. Now, do I do the perfect walk with that every day? Mm-hmm. Certainly not. But even just questions as they get older about Christianity and spirituality,
awesome,
and stuff like that, being able to have the right answers. And then I want them to be able to see that me and Caroline are very much in love and
yeah,
have fun with each other. And I want them to know that mom and dad enjoy each other and have fun. Now, we're not those parents that, you know, if we have a big argument, we don't go hide and have the argument. You know, we lay it all out there right in front of them. Just, you know, they got to learn. They got to watch mom and dad go through life.
That's awesome.
And deal with life's little challenges. But those are big things. And then I want them to watch me hopefully be the best gentleman I can and be the best role model and inspiration. And I want them to see me, you know, hustling, getting up, working, and love on them every chance I can, being kind and polite to people.
That's awesome.
There's so many qualities of my dad that I have that people come up to me and say, God, you sound just like your daddy. And anytime people come up to me and say, your boys did something that looks like it's exactly something you would do, it's always very exciting and flattering, and it makes you smile.
That's awesome. Honestly, just even following you on Instagram and getting to see you up close, we all see that you and Caroline love each other so much. And I think that's such a great example for your kids. Like, for me, there's been so much security in my life that's come from like seeing the way mom and dad love each other. And they never like looked like it was perfect, right? Like, they're the same way. Like, they had the arguments, some of the arguments in front of us, but I feel like they kind of taught us in a way how to argue and overcome things and see things differently. But at the end of the day, you know, still love each other. But one of my favorite things about you and Caroline is y'all's pranks. They are hilarious. You guys have more fun than anybody.
Well, with us, I mean, I think the bottom line is we just keep our households really fun and spontaneous. And what's even more fun is now the boys, you know, they'll come up to me and they're like, hey, Dad, we want to do a prank on Mama. So that's the main thing. I mean, you know, just keeping a very fun family dynamic around the house and make sure everybody's in a good, positive mood.
Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A, to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
It's awesome. I love it. So for you, like, you are really busy, obviously. I mean, yes, we're in the middle of a quarantine, but at the same time, you're still doing American Idol. You're still writing songs. Your songs have been hit singles lately. And I mean, you're busy. And so for you, like, how do you keep that family dynamic staying so grounded and just always, you know, hanging out and stuff?
This year's been amazing. I mean, I've gotten to spend so much time with my family, and just waking up and sleeping in my bed every night has been, you know, just one of the, if there's a silver lining or a bright spot through everything, it's just me having the opportunity to be home. Even like yesterday, Tate wants to play football, so I got to go pick out all of his football gear and bought him a helmet and stuff. And
that's awesome.
He comes home and I got it all waiting on him. And, you know, in a lot of other situations, Caroline would have had to be running out and doing dad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is coming in off the road and just trying to be there as much as I can. You know, obviously it's a lot, mm-hmm. you know, you're trying to give all you can to your wife. You're trying to give all you can to your children, the people that work for you, your family. And then you're trying through all this to have a little time for yourself. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's been challenging through the years and a lot of being wore down and tired, but
yeah,
you just have to hopefully make the time together really, really count.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like I said, for years when I come off the road, I mean, there's been many times I'll go get the boys out of school around 1 p.m. and go take them hunting or fishing or something because I knew I was going to be out of town for several days. And so
yeah.
sometimes it's just really important to go grab them out of school and just spend a couple of hours with them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You never have the right formula, but the main thing is just trying to keep your energy level up and hopefully be the best dad you can and the best husband you can.
I love that. It's so much intentionality. You know, I think whenever we're so busy, like, it just takes being intentional. And I love that. Like, just go get them out of school, go football shopping with them, whatever it takes to stay close as a family. And my dad, he's been cooking a lot lately. You know, he's a expert chef in the kitchen. And it's funny because, like, I've always just thought, you know, dad just, like, cooks for us. That's what he does. But recently I've, like, noticed, no, dad, like, intentionally cooks for us because that's how he, like,
yeah.
that's how he loves on us. That's how we spend time together. And so those things are so seen. You know, obviously you're from a really small town. Didn't you grow up on a farm or by a farm? Kind of farm life living?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Leesburg, Georgia, right in town, but I could walk to cotton fields and peanut fields. I mean, it was
awesome.
It was ag going on right in the city limits. You know, my dad owned a fertilizer company and a peanut mill. So
that's awesome.
So in the fall, we were harvesting peanuts and working in ag a lot. So
that's cool.
A lot of amazing memories and a lot of just special memories growing up in such a small type of environment.
That's awesome. So I'm assuming growing up there, you probably didn't ever think that your life was going to pan out the way that it did. Or maybe you did, you know, going from that to being one of the biggest country music artists and then a judge on American Idol and all the things that you do. For you, like, what gave you the confidence to like go with the thing that you knew you were good at? Because I think a lot of people, especially listening, they're in college and they're just now kind of at the point where they feel like either God's put it on their heart what they're going to do or they're getting really passionate about that. But what gave you the confidence to actually just go for it?
You know, the main thing that really was the motivating factor for me to go chase my dreams was I had a lot of support. I had a lot of support from my family and my friends, and they were very, very encouraging. While you're young, that's your time to really go for it.
Yeah.
If there's something you dream about, don't let life and people and don't let other little things deviate you from your path.
That's good.
Pick that thing that you love, that when you wake up, you can do it 24/7 and it never feels like work. It feels like just it's a part of you.
It's awesome.
It took a lot of encouraging to get me from Leesburg, Georgia to Nashville. Mm-hmm. But once I made the big leap, I felt at home. I felt like I was finally in the right spot.
That's cool.
I felt like I kind of, I guess, saw the light, you know?
And, yeah.
And from that moment on, my life was just about doing what I love. And then a bunch of amazing things started happening because of that love of music and the love of what I was trying to go for.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I love that it came from the place of like something you truly just loved and were passionate about, and that the people around you were the ones that pushed you into it. For you, you know, I think sometimes when people see you or see anybody in your position, like they see you now and they don't know like the story or the journey that you've been on. And so obviously now you seem super confident in what you do, but was there ever a point where you were like nervous or scared even performing or going to Nashville? How did you overcome that fear that might would have wanted to tell you, no, don't do this, this is scary?
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's so many different levels of being scared. I remember moving to Nashville and meeting these other talented writers and singers. They were so much better than me, but it really motivated me to try to work harder and do what I can to overachieve and be better than my peers.
It's cool.
You know, it's amazing. I mean, when you look at all of the big hurdles along the way, I mean, the one thing that was always constant is just saying a prayer and asking God to get you through these challenges.
It's cool.
There's been so many times, like my first time I performed on the CMAs, you know, me and my band, we huddled up and you say a prayer.
Wow.
And you go out there and you give it your best.
That's awesome.
I look at so many moments in my career where I didn't do the best I could, but you know, the people and the fans are forgiving too and understanding that, that you don't have to try to be perfect every day.
Yep.
I think when you make a mistake, you own it, you apologize, or you try to handle it the best you can and then move on and pick up the pieces and rock on.
Yeah, come on. It's great.
Well, like when I did the national anthem at the Super Bowl, I mean, gosh, I bet I said a million prayers that day and I just walked out there and somehow survived it, and now I can live to tell about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Like, people need to hear that, because I think people sometimes go in with this, like, okay, I'm not going to be afraid if everything goes, everything has to go right, though. And then the minute something goes wrong, it's just like crumble. But no, like, you keep getting back up and you got to keep going. My grandpa told me this one time. I like love it. He said, people who fall in public get up twice as fast. And I was like, that's so true. And it's true physically. If you fall, like, you're going to get up fast if you're in front of people. And like act like it didn't hurt. I want to ask you, because you've been super open just with your family and y'all's life and the things that y'all have gone through and some really, really tough things. And first of all, I think it's just amazing that you're like willing to share that with the world, because so many people are facing so many similar things. Like, just a friend of mine recently lost her brother, and I know that's so hard for her, but people like you who speak out about those things, it helps, you know, because people know that there's somebody else who understands them. And so I know you've lost your siblings and y'all have taken in your nieces and nephews. And so, you know, we've watched you rise up and continue to move on in that sense of your life too. Do you feel like your faith in any way has helped you through seasons like that? And how have you just continued to move forward?
Well, I think you must have faith in God's plan. Mm-hmm. No matter how frustrating it is, and no matter how mad you want to get at God, you really just have to step back and just really kind of give yourself up to, well, this is his plan.
Yeah.
And with us, if I talk about it and I help one person, if I talk about the emotions of losing both my siblings and losing my brother-in-law and our niece, I mean, I think people out there that are dealing with tragic losses, when they cannot feel alone in the journey of life, and they can feel like, well, this guy gets back up and keeps pushing, maybe it inspires somebody. I mean,
yeah,
I think
for sure.
Even in my travels, there's some people out there that have had tougher, rougher things than me that are out there battling every day.
Yeah.
And they're inspiring for me. So I think if you live a long, beautiful, long life, you're going to have those moments.
For sure.
No matter whether if you're 15 years old or you're 85 years old. If I'm ever in a restaurant and there's, you know, an elderly person just sitting there, I almost want to walk up and go put my arms around him and be like, I can't imagine what you've seen in your life to get to 85, 90 years old. And I think no matter what age you are, challenges and struggles in life, they're going to happen. It's just a part of the journey. And I think you just really have to trust that this is a part of your journey. And this is what God had in store for you. And never, never forget the people you lose along the way, and always cherish the memories and cherish the pictures. And and like I said, it's not easy. I mean, I was even this morning, my wife had already left, but I was in her side of the closet and she had our wedding picture. And, you know, there's my sister and her husband, and they're both gone. And I just sat there and looked at that wedding picture, and I was like,
wow.
I mean, it's frustrating that they're not here, but you just have to take a little pause and keep their memory alive. And I tell people, you know, if you lose somebody, you're never back to 100%. You don't expect it. There'll always be a void and a hole in your heart. But just try your best to stay positive through all the challenges.
Wow, that's so good. Thank you for sharing that. I know even people sitting in this room with my team listening, it's inspiring us and hitting us. So, you know, everybody's thinking of their person. And so you being willing to share your story, you know, you said if it helps one, I know it's helping so many people. But I know you'd still share it if it was just one. And so thank you for just sharing from such a vulnerable place. And I know people are struggling and people are going through those hard things, but to know that there's hope in the sense that you just have to trust that that was God's plan, that God has something good and that he is still good, and to keep moving forward, not moving on, because you're never going to move on from it, moving forward in life with it and taking, even like you've taken your nieces and nephews and making something positive out of it, is just beautiful. And so I thank you so much, Luke. Like, this talk has been so good, and I know it's going to help so many people. And I was just thinking about that song, Build Me a Daddy. Like, so many people out there need like a fatherly voice or wisdom. And the things that you just shared, I feel like it's just like from a father to everyone, like good advice and like so much love, like a hug from a dad. And so, Luke, seriously, thank you. We always don't get to see this side of you. I love your hilariousness and your all the music and all the pranks and everything. But thank you for just going there with us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And listen, thank you for all you do for so many young people out there and all the inspirational stuff you do. And it's fun knowing you when you were, you know, just a young girl. And now to see you blossom into such a wonderful woman doing so many great things. It's really, really amazing. And don't stop the fight.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Those words mean so much. Thank you so much, Luke. Seriously.
You're welcome, babe. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Christian, are you ready for some good and bad advice?
I'm ready for some good and bad advice.
All right, let's go. Here on the Whoa, That's Good podcast Instagram, we have some good and bad advice sent to us. What do you think about this? If you didn't make the mess, don't clean it up.
Bad advice.
Bad.
Yeah, bad. Yeah. We want helpers. We need helpers in this life.
We need helpers.
Yeah.
Did your mom ever sing to you, clean up,
everybody, everywhere?
It
was some form of that song.
Clean up, clean up.
You learned the more articulate version, I guess.
Share. What did you learn?
Clean up, everybody, clean up. Maybe that was for the less educated kids.
Maybe your mom forgot the words.
Maybe she did.
Maybe
yeah.
you forgot the
Maybe
words.
Maybe I forgot them. But
the point is, everybody clean up, everybody yeah. everywhere, everybody do your
yeah,
share.
That's so true. Yeah.
That's much better lyrics.
Well, the point is the same. Clean up.
Okay, I like it. We got to a good place. All right, next question. Victory, or not really a question, statement. Victory is always possible for the person who refuses to stop fighting.
Yeah, the underdog.
But is it really always possible for the person that refuses to stop
fighting?
Not always
possible.
It's not always possible. Yeah. I would say, I mean, obviously, victory in Christ. Mm-hmm. Like, you can always come out victorious, yet mm-hmm. if you're still fighting, you're in, like, a hard place. But, mm-hmm. I mean, practically speaking, like, there are some things that are worth fighting for, and they're in, like, marriage, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then there are some things, like, dating relationships that aren't
sure.
healthy
yeah.
for you that you just actually don't need to keep fighting mm-hmm. for if it's not right.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think a lot of times our culture tells, you know, don't ever give up. But sometimes there is wisdom in giving up. If yeah. the outcome doesn't look promising or right or what,
or not even
know, you know
giving
I mean?
Up but just shifting
yeah, pivoting. We talked about that on last week's episode.
Pivoting seems like the word of the year.
It is the word of the year.
Just pivot. All right,
just pivot. Just pivot.
Your song. All right, Krishnov, last thing I want to run by you. Keep your face always towards the sunshine.
Always Jesus is
you
the
had
sun.
Like 10 songs you could have done with that song, The Sunshine. I'm walking on sunshine. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think Jesus says that we are to be bright lights. And I think that if we're facing him, then, you know, we're radiant. There's the verse that says, you know, we're radiant. And I think it's that idea of always. Why are you laughing? That's some wisdom.
That was straight wisdom. It was just funny because I knew you were trying to do the verse. And there's a verse that says, you're radiant.
I can't remember the verse, but it's something about radiance and the sun. Y'all should go look it up. But no, it's true. I mean, I think that, I mean, if we keep our gaze fixed on Christ, then we are going to be bright lights. And that's what he calls us to be.
That's good. That actually was straight wisdom. And even, I think it was whenever it talks about how Moses went and met with the Father.
Yeah.
And he came back and his face was radiant because he had been like meeting with the Father. And so like we do want to keep our face on the sun. We want to keep our face mm-hmm. towards the Father. And hopefully the light that we are seeking is mm-hmm. now shining off of us and through us.
Yeah.
So that was wisdom. Yeah. But it's just funny yeah. because I know you so well. And I think like people put a lot of pressure on themselves. Like, how do they know like the whole Bible verse? Yeah. And sometimes it's just funny to be like, you yeah. totally just
sometimes
forgot
like,
that
just
one.
Be like, okay, verses on radiance in the Bible.
Yeah.
Type into Google. But also use wisdom because... And I was not necessarily smart just to go stand outside in the sun and that'd be blinding. So use wisdom.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen.
Oh,
close your
man.
Eyes when you look at the sun.
All right, kids, this has been a great good and bad advice.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending it into the Woods Good podcast. Hope you have fun with me and my husband. I know we did. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. I have so much fun doing this. I hope y'all have fun listening. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at LegitSadieRob and follow the podcast at Whoa, That's Good podcast. Head on over to liveoriginal.com to see when I'm in a city near you or visit Live Original blog on our online store, which carries my exclusive Words by Sadie Robb line. Also, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave comments so we can hear what you're loving. Also want to give a special shout out to my audio engineer, Marcus DePaula, the whole team at United Talent Agency, and my Live Original team. You guys are awesome. And hey, so are all of you too. Thanks so much for listening.